What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode. And it's that time of the week. We bring in our good friend Hal Gill, who is brought to you each and every week at this time by Puckett's. Skillsy, what's going on, brother?
Nothing. Just trying to break down losing Tom Brady as a Patriots fan. It's tough. To see him go somewhere else is even harder. So, you know, a little bit of mourning, but I'm doing okay.
Were you an emotional person yesterday when it came out that Tom Brady was going to be leaving?
Yeah, you know what? I always thought it was going to kind of come around, but, you know, it wasn't meant to be. And it was, I had a lot of years rooting for him. So now it's going to be hard to flip it off and hate him, you know? I mean, he's a big part of the Patriots. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, I think I did notice that. What are the Patriots going to do at quarterback now? Like, how would you like to be the guy that follows in the footsteps of Tom Brady in New England?
Well, you know what? I'm expecting Belichick to totally revamp everything and pull a rabbit out of a hat. So I don't think it's going to be that important. I think there's going to be something different. It's going to be a different play, and I don't know what it is yet, but I have a lot of belief in Bill Belichick, so we'll see what happens.
So you're not a Stidham believer yet, is what you're telling us.
No, I don't know if I can buy into that yet.
So, Hal, how's your social distancing game going these days?
It's good. My kids might drive me crazy, but I think if you ask my kids, I might drive them crazy. So we're handling it. We're going through this. We have a to-do list. Next week we have to start school, so that's going to be a whole different thing. You know, they have their computers and they're ready to go online and do school. So that's going to be a new trick. But so far, so good. We're fighting this. We're getting through it.
So, Hal, it's hard to believe it's really only been a week since the NHL made the decision to pause their season. And when they made that decision, you know, I was kind of like everybody else, where it was like, you know, maybe the first part of April, maybe mid-April, late April at the latest, we'll be back and we'll be playing hockey again. And, you know, whether they finish out the regular season or they go straight into the playoffs, we'll at least have hockey played again. Now, like everything that's happened in the course of the last week, there's just a lot of uncertainty. And I think, you know, I don't know for sure that this is going to happen, but I think not coming back and playing this season is a real possibility. What have you made of kind of everything that's transpired in our nation over the course of the last week?
Well, not to get too deep on you, because I'm not a philosopher, but I really feel like the whole world has always been like, I want it, and I want it now. And right now we're kind of forced into a holding pattern where we don't know what we're going to get, and we don't know when we're going to get it, and it's tough for us to handle. I want to say, yeah, April is going to come around, and we're going to have hockey, but I don't know that, and I can hope for that, but it's really, it's been, for me, it's been humbling just because the uncertainty. You don't, you know, you kind of have to take a step back and hit the reset button and say, all right, well, we're going to ride this out. And when it's over, it's over. It's not easy to handle. My big thing is that, you know, maybe there won't be crowds, but if the NHL can get some games in without crowds and kind of ramp up as crowds can join, Can we add more people? I think if there's a slow burn back into hockey, it might be good, but I don't know. I hope it's soon, because I do miss it. And, you know, it's something that I think we all need to have sports in our lives. It's something we've taken for granted for a long time. So we need to get it back soon, but we got to ride this out until then.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I mean, a week ago, Hal, covering a couple, Marquise and I are at Bridgestone watching a couple not very good SEC basketball games, and I miss them. I miss them badly. I barely watch them. But let's say if it does happen in some form and it can come back, what do you think would be the most reasonable way to, and again, without knowing the exact timeline, but let's say it's pretty compressed, the most reasonable way to determine the playoffs and then play them?
Yeah, well, first of all, don't forget, these guys are all sitting at home doing nothing. You can't go to a rink and train. I'm sure guys are working out and doing the best they can in their house, but they need to train. So for a week off, you'd need at least 3 days of a training camp. For every other week that you add onto it, I would add another day. So assuming it's a month that you're off, that would be six days of training camp. So call it a week. So whenever it starts, you need a week of training camp. And then, you know, I would guess they'd jump right into the playoffs and try to say, hey, these are the seeds that we have, and these are how the playoffs would play out based on percentage. But I just can't see them doing a play-in, you know, into the playoffs. It's going to have to be shortened somehow, but there's a lot of questions that, you know, the NHL has got to try to do the best for the game, and the players and the Players Association have to sit down with them and make sure that the players are protected. The last thing you want is to jump into playoffs after you haven't had much time to get into it. So I don't know. It's going to be tough to see how this plays out, but I would suggest a playoff format that's already been determined. I just think it would be too hard to play, you know, one or two, three, four games that lead up to a playoff. I just think it would be unfair to the league to do that. So but we'll see.
Preds radio analyst Hal Gill, brought to you by Puckett's each and every week at this time. And Hal, you know, there's been an idea thrown out there about maybe stretching the playoffs as late as August, maybe even September, doing free agency in October and starting next season in November. Obviously, none of us have like a perfect answer to this, but what do you think the balance needs to be from a league standpoint of trying to do the best you can to finish this season, but also not affecting next season too much? And do you think stretching the playoffs into September maybe affects next season too much?
Yeah, well, I will tell you, after being signing with different teams and being traded, if you go in too far, you really, you know, if you start the season next season, and you, I think you said October would be a free agency period.
Yep.
Well, now you have to figure out where your kids are going to go to school. There's a lot that goes into, you know, the off season for a player. It would be really difficult to upset the next season. So I think if it were to go into August, I think it would probably be better off just cutting bait and calling the season off and starting fresh next year. But, you know, if you're looking into extending free agency into mid-July, then it's a different story. So I don't know. It's a tough one. I don't have all the answers. Every time I think this is a good idea, that then I look at it and go, well, that's crazy. You can't do that because of this. So there's a lot of things that have to be factored in, but I wouldn't upset the next season too much to try to salvage this season. If you can squeeze in a playoff format, I think you should do that, but I wouldn't go too much past into July. I think that'll be too much. Getting into August would be a lot, and I think players would really not like to have their summer cut that short, and to extend the next year and ruin the whole year next year would be too much, for my opinion.
Howie had Chris Mason on earlier this week, and he said a new hobby he's picked up is basically being like a 14-year-old boy and playing video games until 3 o'clock in the morning. Are there any new hobbies that you have picked up during this time?
No. Yeah. Well, you know, my daughters have to do like TikToks and stuff. And, you know, I basically all the kids' stuff my kids do. I'm just basically following them around. I'm not a huge hobby guy. I haven't gotten into puzzles yet, but I will. That's something that's coming. I'm a puzzle guy, so that would probably be it. But video games, I'm not a vidiot. I'm certainly not. So I try to play with my son, but I'm not really into it.
Hal Gill, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sure you will. You'll find something. Hal Gill, ladies and gentlemen, has been our guest here on Morning Drive, brought to you each week by Puckett's. Skillsy, hang in there, man. Thanks so much for taking time to come on with us this morning.
All right. Stay safe, guys. Wash your hands.
You too. We appreciate you. He doesn't really strike me as the video game type. Did he just call it vidiots? Is that what he said there?
Oh, I like that. If so, I'm going to adopt that. I'm with him, too. I don't even know what they – PS4? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I don't even know, man. I don't like these video games. I tell them – I mean, video games were perfected, like, with my Atari 2600.
Were they?
Here comes Joe. Back in my day.
Back in my day with the Atari.
Well, okay, look.
There were dots on the screen, and you had to follow the dots around.
It was simple. It was hand-eye coordination.
Back in the day, it was Miss and Mr. Pac-Man.
Well, I'll tell you, though. That's fine. You guys can make fun of me, but Super Tecmo Bowl, I defy anyone to argue with me that that's not the greatest game ever.
It's a great game.
Sega Hockey was right there for me, but Super Tecmo Bowl with all the teams, you can change your playbook. Yeah, man. Randall Cunningham.
Joe Rexrow could not wait to get his quarters to go down to the local arcade to play his video games.
Oh, I loved it. See, that's when it was good. Now this
what game
that's
were you
way
the best
too complicated.
At?
Oh, Super Tech. Well, I was Tecmo unbelievable. Ball? Yeah. No, I was dorm champ. But, yeah, exactly. But, like, these kids now, what they're playing, they have all these different buttons and everything. It's all these kill games. I can't stand it.
Joe.
I can't stand it, man. What do you play? What kind
I don't
of,
think he's
I
ever
violent, bloody
older
games.
Than he is
I
right
don't
now.
Play violent and bloody games, but GTA. That's probably the I only. Do. That's the closest thing to violent I get.
GTA
I
play is what?
Grand Theft Auto.
Oh, Grand Theft Auto. Yeah, yeah. I play right. NBA 2K.
Yeah, that's fine.
NBA 2K or Madden. It used to be NCAA football. It used to be religiously.
And then
used to play that
the
game.
Joy was robbed from us.
And
when
then the
NCAA
joy was robbed
from
us, thanks to Ed O'Brien.
Ed O'Bannon. Yeah.
O'Bannon, excuse me.
We've had a lot of O'Brien talk today.
We did.
Yeah, we're going to blame every O'Brien.
Every O'Brien is getting blamed.
I needed to get my O'Brien fixed today. But yeah, he ruined it for me for NCAA. So thank you.
When we come back, we'll wrap up the show, get back into the Jarrell Casey trade. Also, do we trust that Jeffrey Simmons can handle a larger role now that Jarrell Casey is gone? That's coming up next. This is Morning Drive with Robbie Stanley and Joe Rexroad here on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.